Consumer spending growth slowed down last month. Income, too. What is happening? From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. All right, so this Thanksgiving holiday is not kicking off with particularly strong numbers. After adjusting for inflation, consumer spending was up just 0.1% in October. That is a slowdown. That's just half the pace it was at the in the summer. Incomes are about flat, and if you just adjust for inflation, they are down 0.1%. Diane Swonk is chief economist at tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. She joins us to go through this. Hi, Diane. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Why would consumer spending appear to be slowing?
Well, what we're seeing is a couple of things happening. Consumers have gotten more cautious on their discretionary spending. The only services increases in spending that we saw during the month of October was actually people spent on heating their homes because it was a cold month. We actually had snow here in Chicago on Halloween. Not that much fun. It actually blanketed much of the country before that in the Midwest and out West. And so those things took up consumers' budget instead of more discretionary spending like going out to dinner. This is something we saw start over the summer in reaction to the trade wars, and this caution has continued into October, something we don't want to see right as we go into the holiday season.
Yeah, nor do we want to see incomes declining by 0.1% after you adjust for inflation. Why is that happening?
Well, what happened was the 0.1% decline in incomes was largely due to farm subsidies coming off. Through the end of September, the federal budget continued to pay the farm subsidies to offset for the tariffs. The farm subsidies have now exceeded the bailouts for the automakers during the height of the crisis in size, and those coming off was a big blow to income in the month of October. So what we've got is a situation where consumers are being a little more cautious as we move into the holiday season, and that's something we worry about, because there's only 26 days between today and Christmas Day. We also had a spate of bad weather this week, which is something that retailers really worry about when, in fact, we have so few days. They're much more susceptible to a weather shock and people not showing up at the stores. You can still order online, but it doesn't fully make up for that loss in foot traffic in more traditional brick-and-mortar stores.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Speaking of the holiday season and the shopping holiday season, tomorrow is Black Friday. The Amazons and Walmarts and Best Buys are all ready with deals and free shipping and whatnot. But what about the little guys? What about small businesses? How do they compete? From KUT in Austin, Marketplace's Andy Euler spoke with a couple of business owners there.
Whole Earth Provision Company sells outdoor clothes and gear from brands like Patagonia and Birkenstock. It's got 7 stores in Texas. Vice President Holland Jones says they're running a few specials this week.
25% off all North Face fleeces, 25% all Salomon shoes and boots.
The list goes on. Jones says they do it because customers expect it.
You know, the customer can feel like they're participating and they get a win, but it's just not as big a part of our business.
He says his customers rely on employee expertise for planning a camping trip. They won't shop there tomorrow just because of prices. Gabriel Trinidad runs Lighting Incorporated in North Austin. He says he's in the same boat. People who shop there are looking for a personal touch, so he doesn't even bother with Black Friday.
We know what we're really good at, and what we're not real good at is trying to get out there and compete with somebody on a Black Friday or whatever the case may be. We might be missing the boat, but I don't know.
He says there's a reason his company's been around since the 1950s, and offering doorbusters isn't one of them. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Airlines expect more than 31 million people to fly this Thanksgiving break, and they've been adding hundreds of extra flights. That, though, is hard to do if you are an airline that depends on the Boeing 737 MAX, which is grounded. So how are they pulling this off with fewer planes? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
The Thanksgiving travel period is always a logistical nightmare for the airlines. Henry Hardeveld heads Atmosphere Research Group and analyzes the travel industry. He says for airline employees, it's all hands on deck.
The airlines do their best to limit the number of employees who are out.
It's also all aircraft on deck. The airlines try to get most of their planes in the skies during peak holiday times, but Southwest, American, and United have MAXes in their fleets and can't use them. So Hardeveld says they're flying their other planes more.
It's like someone trying to squeeze the very last drop of juice out of a lemon to make lemonade.
Customers on airlines that don't use the MAX can expect typical packed holiday flights. Haley Berg is an economist at the mobile travel app Hopper.
For the typical consumer, they won't see any impact on prices or their ability to head home for the holidays.
But they may not arrive on time. Airlines are more likely to wait for passengers on late connections because with flights so full, those people would be stranded.
You have a real problem because you can't just reaccommodate them on a later flight. Everything is full for the rest of the day.
Joe Schwiederman is a former airline official who now studies transportation at DePaul University. He says the biggest problem caused by the MAX, likely more canceled flights if a plane has a mechanical issue.
You can't find another plane to spare. You can't juggle this flight with that flight and, you know, sort of improvise because everything is out there flying to the full extent.
About a quarter of the flights on the Sunday after Thanksgiving last year were either canceled or late, according to Transportation Department data. And that's back when the airlines were still flying the 737 MAX. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. In Washington, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.